thanks for downloading this podcast, produced especially for students studying health at Carmel Catholic High School. 60% of the population is eligible to give blood, and yet only 5% of the national population actually donates. Did you know that 4.5 million Americans would die each year without life-saving blood donations? I caught up with Ms. Capel, who, with the help of the Student Council, helped coordinate the blood drive here at Carmel.
Sponsoring blood drives is an important part of what we do here at Carmel Catholic High School and what the Student Council does to help us promote and live out our mission statement. When we organize and donate blood, what we are doing is we are responding to the call to serve others and help others. Blood shortages are a reality in our community, and the need for blood is something that is a life or death kind of situation for people. And so this is one of the many ways that we respond to those needs. We respond to the call to care for our brothers and sisters. Our mission statement calls us to care for the whole person, whether it be their physical well-being or their spiritual well-being, and this is one of the ways that we do that.
Before I went down to the gym to check out the blood drive for myself, I caught up with Dawn from LifeSource. She told me a little bit more about the services that LifeSource provide and what happens to the blood once it's been donated.
Hey, I'm Dawn with LifeSource, and the reason why we're here is because we need your blood. Your blood saves lives. With one donation, you can save 3 lives. We come to your school, I think we come to Carmel twice, so if you're eligible, and to be eligible, you have to be in good health, just willing. Make sure you eat breakfast before you come in, and come on down, and we will take your blood. We're only going to take 1 pint. There'll be no problems, but you will be saving lives.
So having spoken with Ms. Capel and Dawn from LifeSource, I thought I'd go down to the small gym and speak to some students and find out more about donating blood.
Hi, I'm Molly Grin, and I'm a senior at Carmel Catholic High School, and I just donated blood. What you do first is you walk into the old gym and you sit down and wait for someone to say, who's next? And when you're next in line, you walk up there, bring your ID or your donor card, and you hand it to them, and they type in all this information, they ask you where you live, and they give you the sheet to fill out asking you a bunch of questions about where you've been in the past year and how you feel and if you've ever had an STD and questions like that. And you turn that back in and you go wait to get examined. And when your name gets called, you go get examined and you get your finger pricked. You see if your iron level is high enough. And then once that's all good and you're checked out, you go sit down and wait for someone else to call your name. And then you get called to donate blood, and you go over to the blue chairs and you sit down.
My name's Erin. I'm also a senior, like Molly, and I'm here to tell you what it's actually like to sit in the chair. First, you sit in the chair, and then they ask you how you're feeling, and you normally say good. If you're not feeling well, don't be afraid to speak up. And then they sometimes recline your chair depending on how your blood pressure is. Then they put some iodine on your arm that you will be donating from, and then they put the needle in, and then you kind of sit there and just kind of do your thing, and you can talk to a friend next to you. You can talk to one of the ladies who's taking your blood. They have great personalities, so they're really nice to talk to. They're really talkative and smiley. You save 3 lives. It is so worth it. And yeah, so I encourage everyone to go out and donate some blood.
I asked Dawn from LifeSource what happens to the blood once it's been drawn.
Okay, so what happens to the blood is it's collected here and we bring it back to our corporate office. We have a full service laboratory there. We have 2 spots for the blood to go. The tubes for testing go to our testing laboratory. They'll do the full testing of the blood, make sure it's safe, there's no problems. If there's anything wrong with the blood, we will contact you immediately. And your blood will go to manufacturing. At manufacturing, it'll be separated into components. We will separate into 3 components: the red blood cells, the plasma, and platelets. Your red blood cells are used for trauma, heart surgeries, things like that. Your plasma is used for shock. They get when people come to the hospital and they're in shock and they need volume, they just need replacement. we will give them plasma. Platelets are given to cancer patients. Platelets are only good for 5 days, and so they're very valuable.
To finish, let's hear from some students and see what their motivation was for giving blood today.
I'm Christian. I'm a junior. This is my first time donating blood. It's not scary at all. I did it because I want to help people. You're saving lives, and it's just sitting in the chair for a short amount of time. It's not difficult at all. You might be nervous before, but once you get there, it's just a piece of cake.
Hi, I'm Janelle. I'm a sophomore. It's the first time I donated blood, and it was actually really easy. You should really do it because it helps out a lot of people. You have a lot of blood, so why not help others?
Hey, I'm Wilk. I decided to donate blood today because, well, I've never given blood before. I wanted the experience, and I just thought it would help save lives. I believe I saved 3 lives today by donating blood, so next time you get a chance, you should donate blood.
Before I hand over to David from Ouch Club, who has a short announcement, I want to thank Miss Capel and the students for allowing me to come on down and check out the blood drive. Miss Capel set the target of 140 units, and we smashed that total. And on the day that we collected blood, we collected 156 units. This is a fantastic achievement, and all of those involved should be very, very proud.
This is David, chairman of the Ouch Club. Just wanted to say that Ouch Club is for those students interested in pursuing medical careers and other various areas in the healthcare field. We have many speakers coming in to talk to us, such as chiropractors, surgeons, nurses, obstetrician, gynecologists, and various others. Our next meeting is November 15th. Please come and check us out.
Until next time, stay healthy.
Lifesavers.